Since Guadalcanal, the raiders had been used as line infantry, but their elan did not make up for their lack of heavy weapons against a fortified enemy position, especially in operations on New Georgia at Bairoko. As the Allies moved up the Solomon Islands, the raiders were often in the van. Meanwhile, the 2nd Raider Regiment was formed around the 2nd and 3rd Raider Battalions and spearheaded the landings at Bougainville in the Northern Solomons. Bougainville would prove to be the last raider operation. The changing nature of the Pacific War reduced the need for specialty units in favor of massive amphibious assaults, followed up by the destruction of Japanese strong points by heavily armed units. The need diminished for light units that could strike deep into enemy territory. This fact, combined with senior Marine officers who never accepted the idea of an elite within an elite, and the need for additional manpower to fill out the new Marine divisions being formed, led to the Raiders being disbanded. Most of the 1st Raider Regiment was redesignated the 4th Marines, which later would form the core of the 6th Marine Division, which would play a key role in the battle for Okinawa. Other raiders were transferred to the 5th Marine Division and distinguished themselves on Iwo Jima. Small numbers of raiders would also filter into other corps units. 6th Ranger Battalion. Surprisingly, around the time the Raiders were disbanded, the 6th Army created its own specialized elite infantry unit for raids and diversionary attacks. Resources were scarce, so the 98th Field Artillery Battalion was selected to be converted into a Ranger Battalion on December 26, 1943. Continuing the tradition of volunteer Ranger units in Europe, the men of the 98th were given the option of transferring to other units or becoming Rangers. Most men stayed, and were all too happy to part with the mules that carried their artillery. Those who opted out were replaced by volunteers from the replacement depots. After a rigorous training program that focused on infantry skills, the men were ready by the summer of 1944. The Rangers' first combat mission came when they were ordered to seize 3 islands in the Leyte Gulf prior to the main Leyte landings marking MacArthur's return to the Philippines. For the next several months, the Rangers would serve as headquarters guard and patrol rear areas, biding their time for the next mission that would come in January 1945. Shortly after the Luzon landings, the Rangers conducted their most famous raid, freeing over 500 prisoners of war from a camp near Cabanatuan.